Welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. While it's still early, the outlook for the 2025 South Dakota winter wheat crop is in question, as the early March USDA crop report finds 42% of the state's winter wheat is rated poor to very poor. Another 42% is said to be in fair condition, and only 16% is assessed as good. Sarah Bowder with SDSU Extension encourages wheat growers to get out in their fields early, checking for seed depth and emergence.
It's always good to dig up a plant, wash the roots off. You can cut off the fall growth to about an inch and then rinse the whole thing. And it'll give you a good idea if you do this with a few plants, put them in a plastic bag and see how they do. After a few days, it can kind of let us know what the possible plant health might look like.
Many winter wheat fields were seeded into dry soils and emergence never occurred last autumn. Bowder reports a cold period called vernalization is required in order for the seed to produce grain. Emergence isn't necessary, she says, but the seed swelling with moisture before freeze-up is. Once green-up is underway, farmers should assess the stand count, with 28 live plants per square foot as ideal, but 12 to 15 plants per square foot may be enough to take the crop to harvest if tillering occurs. Bowder believes the decision to terminate winter wheat and switch to another crop should be done early, with crop insurance part of the decision.
Make sure you're talking to your crop insurance agent before you make any decisions on termination or before you maybe decide to turn this into a forage crop or another purpose than first intended when you took out the insurance.
Visit extension.sdstate.edu to find resources on assessing winter wheat survival.